You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah. If you look at me on Facebook Live, you can tell I need a haircut because my forehead has become a five head. But, you know, yeah, because my hair gets pulled back. It's not all puffy and and now it's nighttime out there and the lights are glowing off my, oh my God, Wanda. Got to help me out with this.
I can't help you with that.
I know. That's okay. Hey, Larry, how you doing, bud?
Jim, I'm doing great.
Yeah, I know you can't. Great. I know you can't help me with my five head either. But Larry, one of the things you can help me is enjoy the ball games. First of all, Larry and I, people don't necessarily know this unless they listen regularly. Larry's my date for opening day every year for the Marlins. We have a great time. We were there the day that it rained when the roof was open on opening day. And the other thing we want to talk about is, I want to remind everybody, it's still time for Give Miami Day. You've still got 40 minutes. So go online, Give Miami Day. We're promoting Lawrence Kids, obviously, but a lot of other charities are out there and they're raising a lot of money. Go to hashtag Give Miami Day. You'll get a list. You'll learn how to do it. And I know that Larry and his team do it. I know they give out toys for tots and all these great things. But
don't
Larry,
forget the animals.
And the animals. And you can give it to the Humane Society and the shelters.
Don't forget the animals.
I know. Wanda's got like 62 different dogs that she has. Oh, she has three. Okay. Anyway, but Larry, so let's talk. Let me tell me how you feel sitting in that suite at the new Hard Rock Stadium and the team is winning.
I mean, it feels great. I'm surprised, really. Every time we go and we win, it's a pleasant surprise. I've always had this attitude with the Dolphins that, you know, they're going to disappoint me. Okay. So then when I leave, typically I wasn't disappointed because I knew going in, this is a really great thing we got going on here.
I think it's terrific. It balances out a little bit what's going on the Bayside Arena as the Heat start to earn their draft picks. But we've got that, and then we've got the All-Star game coming. So it sounds to me like it's a good time in Miami in sports. But Larry, how about what goes on in Homestead this time of year? You guys follow that at all?
You know, I'm not really too big into it, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big Formula One fan.
Okay.
But they don't come down this way. They really, don't do much in the way of U.S. races, typically.
Yeah.
Besides for Austin, but I never really got too into it. You know, back in regards to the Dolphins, Jim.
Yeah.
You want to know my one big fear?
Yes, tell me.
Is that we're just going to end up 8-8 again, like every other year?
Well, and then you got to just deal with what the guy in the newspaper says, is that you're hoping for 9-7 and that it's a springboard for next year because you got to be quote-unquote realistic, whatever. I'm realistic. I just want to have fun. I want to go with my buddies, give them high fives. Well, the Dolphins are going to win. And look, we still got some great home games that the Dolphins are going to be favored in. They're going to do great here at home. It'll still be warm. The teams will come down. They'll melt. You see, Larry, old man like me, I actually remember throwing up confetti in 1972 and 1973, thinking this is never going to end. Well, we know what happened with that. So, but I got good hopes. It looks like this guy is doing the quarterback whisperer thing that he's doing. It looks like the running back really doesn't have I don't even want to say that. The issues that they thought he had coming out of college. I don't even want to give the poor guy a jinx. He's been great. And it even looks like maybe the wide receivers are winding into form. Everybody besides Jarvis Landry. And that guy's just one tough mofo. Can I say that on this station?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So... So, Larry, tell me, what is it that you're going to be doing this Thanksgiving? Tell me a little bit about what the Thanksgiving traditions are for the Zinn family, because we're going to talk Thanksgiving after this. We're going to turn the clock. We're going to start talking Thanksgiving. So you be the first. Tell me a little bit about your good stuff that you like about Thanksgiving.
I like Thanksgiving because it's a great day off. can sleep late. Usually the weather is really nice, so if I get a chance to go out on a boat ride, I'm always going to take advantage of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I spend time with my dad, I go and spend time with my mom. It's a nice day in general, just because I think everything Thanksgiving represents, we have a lot to be grateful for.
Oh, 100%.
And, it's certainly nice to have a day that we all take time to reflect on that as well.
Yeah.
And not to mention, there's usually decent football, which is good too.
Well, I hope decent football. Usually you get Detroit, that's usually not too decent. But you'll have Dallas, which will hopefully be decent.
And, exactly.
You know, and Larry,
they look pretty good.
Larry, what kind of, you know, what's your favorite dish? I'll tell you mine. I'll give you a chance to think. I like when they have the sweet potato stuff with the marshmallow, and I like the marshmallow blowtorch until it's all charbroiled and it's all, oh my God, I love that stuff. It's like my favorite thing.
I'm on the same page with you, Jim. That's my favorite, but my grandma adds a nice touch. She puts like cornflakes on the top.
Really?
And she burns and she like crisps the cornflakes. It's delicious. So it's got like marshmallows and cornflakes, sweet potato pie.
Oh my. Mom, are you listening to this? You may want to try this on part of your sweet potato pie, Mom. I know my mom listens to every, you know, it's great because when I am done with the show, I always call somebody who's going to tell me I did a great show. My mom. Mom, I love you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, you got to know where your bread is buttered, you know. You could talk, you know. So, Larry, we've only got a couple minutes left. Tell folks how they find your story. Oh, and by the way, when is North Miami? What's the story with North Miami? I wanted to ask about that.
We're in the infrastructure phase right now, which I know you know plenty about all that stuff. So right now we're doing the augered piling.
Oh my God!
which is so much fun.
Well, I'm sure that the neighbors at the school must love it when those go down. But
they really were very, very happy when we were doing the dynamic compaction. Now that we're doing augered pilings, they're absolutely thrilled.
Oh, you're talking about all kinds of real estate terminology that I avoid like the plague. But Larry, you're the best. If they want to find you at your current stores, how do they do that?
Basically, you can reach us on our website at warrenhenryauto.com or on social media at warrenhenryauto, or call us at 305-690-6066. You can also text us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a star thing that Peter, I got to get Peter on the show sometime, you know.
So, yeah, whenever you want.
Well, you know, he's always driving fast right past me. I talked to him at the event. We're going to try to
get
Peter on.
You'll hear him coming if he's driving past you, that's for sure.
Oh, 100% on that. Now, Larry, we only got a couple seconds, about 30 seconds left in this segment. I want to give it to you. I want you to give your Thanksgiving message to the folks and tell them, you know, your Thanksgiving message, which I've been blathering for a couple minutes so you could think about it. Larry, go for it.
Oh, man, really putting me on the spot.
Yeah,
on this one.
Say thank you, bro.
I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you all for listening and, you know, for everything that you do, whether you are part of our family or a future member of our family. I encourage everybody to go out and, you know, do something where they can give back to the community on this Thanksgiving because there really is a lot for us all to be grateful for.
Larry, all I asked you to do was tell everybody who you were, and you just did. You're such a terrific guy, and the third generation of the Zinn family, it never really usually gets that far, but Larry's holding up his end. He's special. Larry, I want to thank you for all the things you let us bring to the community by being part of our show, and I want to say thank you for all the people out here, and we're going to come up. We're going to see you. We're going to bring toys. We're going to have fun. We'll bring Viv. We'll come see you soon for lunch, I promise.
Sounds great. Give him my love.